Welcome to another deep dive from Mattress Advisory. Before we jump in today, just a reminder, check out the links of this deep dive. There might be an exclusive discount related to what we're discussing.
Definitely worth a look. So today, we're getting into the Lisa original mattress. We'll be looking at, you know, real user feedback, complaints, the whole picture.
Right, using that Mattress Advisory article on user experiences.
Exactly. The goal is to pull out the important bits, see what people really think, and help you figure out if maybe, just maybe, this mattress is right for you.
Okay. So lots to cover. Firmness, temperature, edge support.
All of it.
All right, let's start with firmness. That seems to be a big point for Lisa.
It really does. A lot of users seem to land on this idea that it's, you know, in between firm and soft.
Yeah.
That sweet spot.
The Goldilocks zone.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
The article mentioned, what, 76% of customers said it wasn't too firm or too soft?
76%, that's pretty high.
It is. It suggests they really hit that balance, offering support without being rock hard and comfort without swallowing you whole.
And we have that quote from Atrian Harris, seemed really happy.
Oh, yeah. Really strong endorsement. Said it was exactly what Lisa claimed, in between firm and soft.
Recommended it. 11 out of 10, even.
Can't get much better than that. And interestingly, it wasn't just about the feel for them.
Oh.
They mentioned their sleep quality actually improved. Said their Aura Ring scores went up, like 10 points.
Wow.
And their restless leg syndrome seemed to vanish. We hear similar things from others, too. Fewer aches, better rest overall after switching.
That's definitely compelling, but it's not all perfect, right? What about potential downsides? Temperature came up, I think.
Right, yeah. That's one area where feedback gets a bit mixed. A few users, especially folks who naturally sleep hot, or maybe those over 230 pounds or so, they noted it can sleep a bit warm.
So it holds on to heat sometimes.
Seems like it for some. Logan's quote was pretty clear. I'm not the hottest sleeper, but I could still feel some warmth building up. He said it wasn't excessive, but maybe not ideal for really hot sleepers.
And the weight factor. Heavier people might sink in more.
Exactly. Sinking deeper into foam layers can trap more heat, reduce airflow. It's kind of inherent to many all-foam designs, even if, as one review noted, it might be cooler than some memory foams.
So, something to keep in mind if you run hot.
Definitely a point to consider.
Okay, moving on. What about the edges? If you sit on the side of the bed to put on shoes or, you know, sleep near the edge?
Edge support, right. So for an all-foam mattress, the Lisa Original seems pretty, well, average.
Average. So not terrible, not amazing.
Basically, yeah. The Sleepopolis review kind of summed it up, average edge support. Not too surprising for an all-foam bed.
Meaning?
Meaning you'll probably notice some sinkage if you're right on the edge, sitting or lying down. More compression than you'd get on, say, a hybrid with reinforced edges.
Okay, got it. But generally comfortable for sleeping in the bed. Good pressure relief.
Oh, yeah. Most users find it comfortable, definitely. Solid pressure relief is a common comment.
Especially for side sleepers, I saw.
Mm-hmm. That Sleep Foundation review mentioned feeling moderate contouring around shoulders and hips and waking up without aches. That's key.
What helps with that? The materials.
It seems to be the combination. There's a soft, breathable cover, that gray knit one, and then their specific comfort foam layer. It contours, but doesn't make you feel stuck.
Ah, okay. Which brings us to moving around on the bed. Ease of movement.
Right. And again, weight seems to play a part here.
How so?
Lighter individuals generally find it pretty easy to change positions. No real complaints there.
Like Jeremy's comment, he found it easy despite the foam.
Exactly. He said, relatively easy to move, but it might be a bit trickier for people with a higher body weight who sink further.
So over that 230-pound mark again, maybe?
Potentially, yeah. If you sink deeper, you might feel a bit more resistance, like you're moving through the foam rather than on it. Requires a bit more effort.
Makes sense. And what about couples? Motion isolation. One person tosses and turns.
It's slightly above average, which is decent for a foam bed. It absorbs some movement.
But not all.
Probably not the really big movements. Sleepopolis tested this, and their take was, you'll likely feel your partner getting in and out of bed or, you know, major repositioning.
So maybe not the best if you're an extremely light sleeper.
It's possible. Smaller movements might be fine, but yeah, those larger shifts could travel across the mattress a bit.
Good to know. Okay, let's shift gears slightly. What's inside the mattress? Safety, materials, that kind of thing.
Right. Important stuff. And Lissa seems to do well here. The foams are CertiPurUS certified.
Which means?
Basically made without certain harmful chemicals, ozone depleters, formaldehyde, heavy metals like mercury, certain flame retardants, plus low VOC emissions.
VOCs, volatile organic compounds. Better air quality.
Exactly. Healthier sleep environment. They also mention a sustainable cover, and notably, a woven fire barrier instead of fiberglass.
Well, that's interesting. Some people are specifically looking to avoid fiberglass.
Yeah, so that's a plus for them. Adds peace of mind.
Definitely. Okay, the unboxing. It arrives compressed, right?
Yep. Mattress in a box. You unroll it, let it inflate. Pretty standard process now.
Is there that new mattress smell?
Usually, yes. Some off-gassing is normal. That initial smell when you first unwrap it.
Does it linger?
Generally not for long. Sleep advisors suggested leaving it in a well-ventilated room, and it should be pretty much odor-free in, like, a couple of days.
Okay, not too bad. And long-term, how does it hold up? Longevity.
The expectation is around 7 to 10 years. Fairly typical lifespan for this type of mattress.
But does it stay the same over those years?
Well, like most mattresses, probably not exactly the same. Some users have reported it softening over time.
Softening? And maybe sagging.
That can happen with extended use, yeah. It's a natural wear and tear thing for most beds, but something to be aware of for long-term expectations.
So that initial firmness might mellow out a bit. And just to recap, that initial firmness is generally rated.
Around a 6 out of 10. Medium firm, or maybe relaxed firm is a good way to put it. That balanced feel we talked about.
Right. And if you're still on the fence after hearing all this,
Lisa offers a 100-night sleep trial.
100 nights? That's over 3 months.
Plenty of time to really test it in your own home, see how you sleep on it night after night, and there's a lifetime limited warranty backing it up too.
That trial definitely helps reduce the risk of buying online.
For sure.
And it sounds like, based on everything, it really shines for certain sleepers.
Seems that way. It gets a lot of praise for side and back sleepers specifically.
Why those two?
Well, for back sleepers, it offers enough support to keep the spine in a nice neutral alignment. Prevents that lower back dip.
Okay. And for side sleepers?
It seems to have enough give, enough contouring, to cushion the pressure points, shoulders, and hips without letting them sink too far out of alignment.
So finding that balance again.
Exactly. Support and pressure relief.
All right, so let's try to wrap this up. If someone's listening, trying to decide, what's the bottom line on the Lisa Original based on these user experiences?
I'd say the Lisa Original comes across as a really solid all-arounder, particularly if you like that medium firm feel. It seems to genuinely hit a sweet spot for many side and back sleepers looking for that blend of comfort and support.
But with a few caveats.
Right. Definitely consider the potential for sleeping warm if you tend to overheat easily. And if you're significantly heavier, think about the ease of movement and maybe slightly less edge support.
Those are the main watchouts.
Pretty much. The warmth, the potential movement difficulty for heavier folks, and the average edge support. Weighing those against the positives, the balanced feel, the pressure relief, the safety certifications, the trial period, that should give you a good idea.
Helps paint a clearer picture of whether it fits your specific needs.
Absolutely. It's about matching the mattress characteristics to your personal sleep style and preferences.
Makes total sense.
Yeah.
And one last reminder for everyone listening.
Yes.
If you are leaning toward the Lisa or just want to explore more, definitely check out those links associated with our deep dive. There could be an exclusive discount waiting for you.
Always good to save a little money on a big purchase.
Couldn't agree more. Well, thanks for diving deep into the Lisa Original with us today on Mattress Advisory.